Empty lots in an old city like New Orleans usually have a story behind them. And the one attached to a Canal Street lot down the block from my house in Mid-City has stuck with me for years. That's because a neighbor once told me how someone had planned to build a bakery on that lot. And then this guy proudly crowed about how he and other residents had stopped that plan cold. They were worried about parking and delivery trucks. It would have been a nightmare, he explained. But to me, it sounded more like a dream. A neighborhood bakery where you could just walk down and get your morning pastry or bread for the evening's dinner. Well, that neighbor moved away, and the lot has since been developed. It's now home to a nail salon and a credit union. When I walk past, sometimes I still think of the bakery that might have been. But elsewhere in New Orleans, and really all over town, that ideal of the neighborhood bakery is becoming a reality. The city has had a surge in small independent bakeries, with at least a baker's dozen of them opening within just the last few years. This new batch of bakeries is highly varied in style and scale. Some double as cafes with breakfast and lunch menus, while others are small production bakeries operating behind the scenes and farming their good outs to different venues. It adds up to a boom time for great baked goods here, from baguettes to bagels to cinnamon buns. And it all represents a reversal of fortunes for part of the city's culinary heritage that until recently appeared to be on the ropes. In fact, New Orleans was once a bastion for baking, and it developed a distinctive local style, one that began with the city's French colonial roots and evolved through the 19th century as waves of immigrants from Germany and Austria and Italy began to dominate the local baking industry. Turn back the clock a century or so, and you'd see New Orleans neighborhoods filled with small bakeries, where oven men and master bakers produced dark, hearty breads, Italian loaves, and the lighter, brittle-crusted numbers that would become the indispensable New Orleans po'boy bread. What happened to it all? Well, shopping habits changed with the post-war rise of the suburb and the supermarket, and baking itself changed with mechanization and a turn towards preservative-laden dough. These were all interconnected culprits in the decline of baking across America, and New Orleans was not immune. Po'boy bread has persevered, thank heavens, but the homegrown baking industry itself was whittled down to a few stalwarts of the craft. Which is why today I'm so heartened to see more small independent bakeries opening up. They're restoring some of the quality and diversity in craft baking that New Orleanians once enjoyed as a birthright. You can find their products in their own bakeries, of course, and also at farmers markets, at wine shops and specialty stores, and at restaurants and coffee shops. And who knows? If there's an empty lot near you, maybe this time around, it will be a bakery as this promising trend keeps rising. You can find a list of my favorite new bakeries and learn more at wwno.org.